The DivaCast, number 48, 23 May 2007. It's our first anniversary.
Yay. Yay.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Yeah, we should
got you on my mind.
Okay, we're really dating
forget
ourselves.
Podcasting and we'll do a song.
We're going to do a sing-along.
Karaoke.
There you go.
No, let's listen to Natalie instead.
Yes. Thank God for that.
Hey, everybody, we are the Divas. We are five fun, fabulous 40-something. Yeah.
Start over.
Yeah. Really start over?
No. Yeah. Oh. She's fine. Why?
Do you want me to do it again?
No.
Who died and left you charred?
And it's our anniversary. Can we have love, peace, and joy?
No. Ooh.
All right. I'm Amy.
And I am Suzanne.
You're next, Sharon.
No.
No, not Suzanne next to you that just said I'm Suzanne.
Okay, Sharon. Okay, I'm Sharon.
Bless her heart.
I was trying to
tell
you.
We always go this way.
But, honey, you just go
in the
order.
I know, but this way we just change.
I'm Julie, and I'm sitting next to Sharon.
Sharon's being not very flexible today.
And I'm Carrie.
We're glad you're here because we believe inside every woman is a diva, and we are so glad that you're here to celebrate our anniversary with us.
Yeah.
First, I'm so glad I'm here to celebrate.
I'm so glad we're all made it through 1 year.
I'm glad we're all still together.
Who would have thought that would have happened?
Ooh, it's been a wild ride.
Yes, sir.
So that was interesting. I mean, when we first started out, Suzanne said, "Hey, girls, let's get together and just do a podcast." And we thought she was insane. Mm-hmm. Then we thought,
well,
okay.
Well, first we had to say, what is a podcast?
Right.
Yeah, we had no clue. Yeah.
Right. And that took a long time for us to grasp that.
Truly.
Some longer than others. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Who was the first one on board?
Carrie.
I think she was.
Yeah.
Carrie
yeah.
was like, she was for
Carrie,
it.
Well, Carrie got it. But she had a lot of time, I think, because we talked and then you and Robin talked. And so I think you got it really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up on things a lot
she
quicker
was a
than
smart
her.
Yeah, that's
she's the sharp.
That's what
diva.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm
the higher
smart
IQ.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Julie, Sharon, and Amy were a little slower to get on board. We just kind of were like, why would anybody want to listen to us?
I still wonder that, though.
Yeah. I never wondered that. I just thought we would drink wine and record. I just thought that would be excellent.
That's right.
Excellent.
Sharon's idea was that we were just going to
turn on a tape recorder and just
and not
talk.
Plan
well,
or
that's
anything.
What I thought. I mean, yes. In the beginning, remember that's what I presented. I said, we are so funny.
In our own mind.
We are the funniest women. And I think we should record
I
us.
Think you knew that we weren't just so funny, that we just relate to other women. And we.
No, she thought we were very funny.
But you know what it is? It's because we're all so different. Yet mm-hmm. we come together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, look at us. We are all very different, but we complement
some more,
each other.
More different than others.
I think I'm the only normal one.
That was Amy.
That's what I was thinking, Amy. I was like, gosh, if only I could be
if
as
only
normal
I could
as,
be as
Amy.
Normal.
That's right.
Amy.
That's right.
However, let me just bring you back. We all thought, okay, yeah, give us wine. We'll talk. We'll have fun. And then we had a few bumps in the road. Did we not?
Just a few.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had issues between some of us wanted to actually like plan things, what we would talk about. And some of us, and this is my perspective, was just, what do we need to plan? Let's just turn on the tape recorder and go.
Show up and throw up.
Yeah. Show up and throw up.
My life is a roller coaster amusement park. I mean, let me share it with everyone.
Yeah, but it is interesting how the different dynamics, you know, the way that people are, it all came, like, Suzanne, talk about that, would you?
What do you want me to say,
just the
sweetie?
Way you said this, you warned us, and we thought we knew.
Oh, yes, she did.
Tell us about the group dynamics.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, since I had gone to school, we were forced to sit in these small groups. Every Sunday we spent, you know, how I went to school on the weekends, and we spent all day Sunday in what we called our small group process. Oh my gosh. I learned so much about groups just from being in one.
What?
I'm nothing. Laughing at Amy.
What is she doing?
What are you
she
doing?
She had to lean away from her microphone so she could burp a little bit.
Oh!
sharing that.
Well, you drew attention. They saw me giggle, so I'm sorry.
At least she wasn't.
Susanna was listening.
She wasn't lifting her butt cheek, Julie.
Yeah, there's some.
What? I said she wasn't lifting your butt cheek.
Oh, I thought you said licking. I was like, what?
We digress.
Not a dog.
Stop licking Suzanne's butt cheek, Amy.
Okay,
back to Suzanne.
All right, Suzanne.
Okay, sorry.
Sundays and bring us back up out of the gutter.
I was sorry.
Serious.
So I just learned a lot about groups. And then this group came together and everything was love, peace, joy at first. And then little things started happening. Mm-hmm. And I remember putting out some emails saying, this is so typical of groups, you know, and so this is just normal, any group.
But you also said more than just this is typical of groups. You said it would bring
you're all crazy.
Yeah. It's going to bring out the best and worst in everyone. And every group does. I don't care if it's a group of therapists, you know, people who you think, oh, maybe they should know better. Maybe.
Well, I think it's anytime you put a group of people together for extended periods of time on a regular basis, it always happens. Mm-hmm. You see it in any kind of group you're in, whether it's at work or if you volunteer somewhere with the same people. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing is that a lot of groups, like girlfriend groups, you know, if you get ticked off at somebody for something, you can step back and take your time. But we made this commitment to get together once a week and do this podcast. So when we had these bumps in the road and we still had to come together, and that was challenging.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, here's a question. If our listeners could pick out the podcast when none of us were talking to each other.
There were early podcasts.
That's right.
Where we would show up.
Where we'd come to record.
And we would record a show, and then we wouldn't say a word before.
It normally wasn't all of us. It was one or two of us that weren't really speaking to one another at that particular moment in time, or, you know, there were some issues going on, but
it wasn't all five of us.
It wasn't like we came in here, talked, and left.
Right. But didn't it give you insight to see how, like, when famous groups break up, like rock and roll bands, you know, and you go, how could they break up? They've got everything. Mm-hmm. And you realize, oh my gosh, you start talking the stress. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of money coming in.
Well, and everybody's preconceived notions of what they think it is not what the other. You think, you know, we all
think. You
think
oh, well, we talked about
and somebody
this.
Else is That's thinking huge. That. And you're like, wait a minute. From the beginning, we were thinking this. No, we were thinking that. No, right. You're like, right, what? Right.
Well, I think the difference, though, I mean, come on. How long have we been friends?
Nine and a half years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we all have like little issues with one another on occasion as friends. But then after, you know, doing the podcast, you know, the big change was not only were we like hooking up more regularly, you know, altogether,
whether we wanted to or not.
Exactly. But the other thing is that, you know, if somebody said something, you could kind of just like block it out. Like it wasn't recorded and out there to the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, well, so it's kind of like if anything was
amplified.
Said, yeah, it's like, well, you got to deal with that. Or you listen to it and it's like, what the heck is she saying that?
I remember seeing the movie Dreamgirls, you know, at some point when we were having some issues, and I'm like, I'm watching that movie going, yeah.
Yes.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh my gosh. That's almost a diva do. That's almost something we should go to your house, Julie, let the kids swim.
Because you get that
big TV and we should watch. Yes, we should watch
a good summer.
That would be so much fun. I'm telling you, that is such a powerful movie, and you can see the dynamics that can happen, even between, remember, the brother and sister, even between family. So
do you think the Dreamgirls made more money than we are?
Well, it took them a while, though, didn't it?
Well, we made it through. And, you know, the key to that, it's just like a marriage. You're either going to commit or you're not. Mm-hmm. Even through the highs and the lows, we still made it. And above all, we remain friends. So
knock on wood.
Yeah. No. I remember Carrie looking at me one time and she goes, you know, I still like you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of, I brought you guys.
Here we go.
Here's our present.
I got presents for you. And it's a book called Vital Friends, and it's by Tom Rath. And it's just it's an easy read. And it's just about friendships in different circumstances. It, one chapter says, friends during podcasting. No, I'm teasing.
No.
Yeah, I bought them just specifically for you.
You're sweet.
Where'd you find it?
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
Actually.
The truth is coming. She would answer our questions.
My husband.
That's why it's in a chick bag.
Found these books and brought them to me and said, here, it's a diva thing.
It's a cute little red binder.
So David was thoughtful.
A rapid decline
but
is where you're
I wanted to read
That's
this.
Kind of scary.
There's this one little thing in here. It talks about a rapid decline. It says, during our teenage years, we spend nearly one third of our times with our time with friends. For the rest of our lives, the average time spent with friends is less than 10%.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting. And then I thought, but not when you're podcasting. It goes up to like 25%, 50%. No, yeah. Teasing. So anyway,
thank you.
You have one.
Thank you. We'll have to discuss that later.
I have my dad looking for something for all of you at the next garage sale he goes to. So
we were upstairs and Julie and I, we weren't paying attention and we accidentally looked in Amy's bag. And Julie's on the phone and absentmindedly just looking in this Chick-fil-A bag. And Amy's like, "You're both little pigs. Get out of the bag." I'm like, "You are Alec Baldwin."
She didn't say pigs. She said piggies.
Piggies.
Yeah, piggies. That's sweeter
much
than a pig.
Kinder.
Yes. I felt like I was called a pig. Maybe it was my own.
Bring in your stuff there.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's talk about some of the funnier moments, though, of because I have one that I want to share.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking about, you know, this whole year and how things have gone. And I was just thinking about when I had this, what I still think is a very brilliant, exceptional idea regarding doing sending riddles to Adam.
Oh. We had fun. It was fun, right?
I had this outrageous idea that we would send riddles to Adam, and every week we would provide him with one letter clue. Or
okay,
it could be
wait
two.
A second. Yes. People that are listening don't necessarily know who Adam is. So, Adam. I mean, I'm just saying
Adam and Eve.
Because if they're getting it from iTunes,
yeah. Correct. Carrie, why don't you say that?
Well, Adam Curry, he heads up Pod Show, which is a network of podcasters.
That we
belong
to.
And he's the old MTV, if you guys remember, if you're old enough, the MTV VJ.
Mm-hmm.
So he started this whole network, which is amazing. But anyway, that's who Adam is.
And he has his own show, The Daily Source Code.
The Daily Source Code.
Yes. So he's kind of the big hoo-ha. And I thought this would be really a clever way to get Adam's attention is we will write these riddles. And oh, we will be ever so clever. And we will write them all about him.
And it went,
uh-huh. And you even had your sweet friend, was it Jenny?
And beautiful Jenny with her beautiful English clipped accent. That's very, very proper.
Yes.
I got Jenny. I would call her. She lives in Portland, Oregon, and we would have to time things, you know, and so I'd send her the riddle, and then she would have to call Adam's voicemail and read it. Anyway, he was
bored.
He was so bored and not. He didn't even think it was clever. Adam, you moron. How could you not think that was clever?
He did it
darn
first.
Clever.
He did it first.
I think it got old quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but maybe if there were three of them.
Maybe.
Yeah, not, that was
how
fun.
Many? How many were there?
There was a ton.
Going to be because you like didn't finish
nine?
Them, right?
You were going to spell out the DivaCast.
Letters in the DivaCast.
It was the DivaCast was the riddle. But what I imagined was that he would have this huge participation from his listeners, and that they would all get on board. That he really wouldn't have to do any work. He's always looking for fodder for his show, so that his listeners would get on board, and they would say, "Oh, Adam, the first word is the, and then it's diva, and then it's cast." Yeah. So that's what I imagined. I thought it would really be over in 2 weeks. I mean, I thought it would be like one of those radio show
that's
things.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and then
so
we
funny.
Sat there and listened to him trying to get through the first couple.
Oh, and he's just getting all pissy.
No,
he got frustrated.
But you know what? At that time, though, you know what was going on with him is his mother was dying.
Mm-hmm. And she had passed.
Okay, maybe. Oh, that's right. She had just died. I think she died in July.
Yeah.
And so we started these riddles, and he had zero tolerance for anything
it still
frivolous.
Was, yeah, mm-hmm. just that was.
So, so I just blame it all on the timing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I agree with you.
It was genius. It was genius.
Well, we had other funny moments.
Well, that was just my particular one that I felt like so deflated. And I thought, the heck have I been thinking? I thought this was so clever on my part. And I had such feelings about it. And it just went totally kapooey. Yeah.
Well, I think we've all walked away going, why am I doing this? You know?
Mm-hmm. But then you look at
that's what brings me back is, you know,
the
these people who listen to us and they
emails.
Send us emails and leave us voicemails. And
well, we did.
It's just so humbling.
Mm-hmm. We did achieve our goal, which was 50 reviews on
Yay,
iTunes.
Thank
Here's
you, guys.
You,
and
Yay!
We got more
Very
than
awesome.
50.
Thanks.
So thank you, all of you who did do that for
but
us.
Don't
we really
stop.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep on going.
Yes.
Going.
We love
when I have a dumpy day, I get on iTunes and look at the reviews and I'm like, somebody loves us.
I hate my kids.
You
I hate my husband. I hate my job, but I love
my
listeners.
I hate to tell you guys, but I've done 30
no, you have not.
You've done 30 reviews.
You know, there's a woman on there and the hard part is you can't print these out, so it's real difficult to try to have them in front of us. But there's a woman on there that talked about how she gets together with her girlfriends and listen to the DivaCast together.
Aww. Oh, good for them.
And that was one of our
goals, yes, actually.
We want to have groups of diva sisters, you guys, getting together and having these groups of women that...
Okay, you know what? And that brings us to the next point that we wanted to talk about is what is our vision for the DivaCast? We talked about how we got started in our first year. Mm-hmm. Now, from here on out, where do we go? What are you guys thinking? Let's share with our listeners and maybe get some of their ideas.
But are we throwing away the past already?
No.
Well, no, honey.
What's your favorite memory?
What did you want to talk about?
Share? Go ahead.
No, I need a few more minutes.
Oh, Sharon's favorite.
I was hoping someone else would...
I know what Sharon's best moment was when she received the email talking about she was the favorite.
Yeah, that was her mother or her sister, somebody.
She
paid them $20.
She paid them. No, but then they came back and I had said something kind of spiteful and said something like, Sharon. And somebody came back and said, well, Amy, there was some kind of response to why they liked Sharon. But they were trying to placate me.
An email?
I don't remember.
I think so, yeah.
In her own mind.
Maybe it was a dream.
She loved me.
They like me too, almost as much as Sharon.
But we had an email from Carrie J recently.
Oh, this is a great email.
Awesome.
I won't read the whole thing, but she just said that she thought we were slap your mama good.
Excellent. And that is very high.
But she's finding the diva inside herself, which is very cool.
See, I don't know.
Well, that's
that
what
is.
We're encouraging.
A real treat. Sharon's the best.
I don't know who Angie Ann 62.
Oh, yeah, right.
But you, girlfriend, you go, girl. Oh, you keep writing
in. This one says, I love Sharon. What about Suzanne? What do you think of Suzanne?
Oh, please.
S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
We're going to, no, it's only going to cause trouble. It's only going to cause trouble, girls. Don't
I've already broken off. I've got my own agent. It's going my way.
The Sharon Show.
You know, I really appreciated Carrie. What you were just saying about Carrie in
J.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there. And that's what we were hoping.
To Colorado?
Where? What do you mean?
Yeah, we've been to Colorado. I have.
Well, she was talking, you mean she was talking about being a mom, and now she's kind of breaking out.
And now she's rediscovering herself.
Lost some weight, exercising, doing her hair,
and
feeling
good.
And
finding out that she's not a mom anymore, and she's rediscovering herself.
She is a mom. She's still a mom.
But I mean, a stay-at-home mom, like, that's not
I'm not a mom anymore. I am a diva.
I'm going with Amy. I'm going to get on a motorcycle and head to the mountains.
I am a Harley Holt.
Stay away from the Harleys, Carrie J.
But that's what we were hoping people would do, was listen to us and go, you know what?
I bet you Carrie J is ready to go on a Harley with me.
Carrie J, and can I go to the future yet, or are you still wanting to wallow here?
We can go back and forth. We're women. We can go back and forth and wherever
we can have 20 conversations at one time.
That's right.
Because what I was saying was one of our visions that we talked about is we want to have a diva cruise sometime, you know, with all the diva sisters and all go on a cruise or whatever. Wouldn't it be cool to meet these women?
Talk about our goal, if that's okay with you, Sharon.
We can go back to the past
to
when you
talk about
when she remembers it, we'll come back.
Okay,
but Carrie, let's talk about the moment that you and I came up with Diva Sistas. Do you remember?
You go ahead.
We were.
That means she doesn't remember.
You go.
You take that.
Talk about that.
Do you remember we had just finished belly dancing classes?
Oh, yeah.
And we were out in the parking lot, and our cars were parked next to each other. Oh, that's when I had my BMW.
I like your new car.
And we said we wanted to come up with something with women and supporting each other and to inspire women to find their own inner diva, blah, blah, blah. And we said it should be sisters, diva sisters. So we imagined maybe all meeting like in Hawaii, you know, of course.
Or whatever.
Hawaii, better than a cruise.
Oh, a cruise, Hawaii. You know, resort.
Yeah, if we're going to do it, I don't necessarily, this is Carrie, I don't necessarily think that cruises are the be all end all, but
I don't either.
I know, but listen, moms,
they have cute
for moms
waiters.
And wives,
there is nothing
better. I don't want to have to do anything. I don't want to have to
choose.
That's
exactly right.
I want to go dance. I want to go eat
food. I want someone to serve me.
Yes.
I want someone to clean my room.
I want somebody to make a swan out of my bathrobe.
Bath towel. That's right. That's
exactly right. We can do that at a resort, though.
We can do it. You know what? Maybe when we decide we're going to do this, we'll get some ideas, because I bet listeners have been on some cool trips that would be.
That's a good idea. Send us your ideas where you'd want to meet with
Oh, the divas.
Half the divas will be on a cruise.
No.
The other half
won't. We'll all go together.
I'll go wherever you go.
I'll go wherever as long as it's not
flexible.
Cold. It's got to be hotter.
I'm not flexible again.
No, listen to me.
It's very strange.
I'm just telling you now, if it's cold, I ain't going.
Okay, we're going to be
hot.
We're
going to
be. We go skiing?
Y'all go skiing and I'll wave to you.
I'm kidding.
I do not like cold weather.
Me either. I'm a beachy water girl.
I am too. I
want
beachy
cute
water.
Boys bringing me drinks and asking me if there's anything else they can help me with.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Remember the little green-eyed guy?
I don't remember
Dustin?
Him. He was you.
Yeah,
he,
my
he
daughter remembers him. She goes, Mommy, he's a diva guy.
I want some pretty boys.
That's the criteria.
Yes.
Good food.
Okay, oh, my gosh.
Just to look at. I'm not touching. I just want to be
When they bring us things, we want them to look good when they bring us
And
things.
I want them to tell me my thighs are the prettiest they've ever seen.
I don't
seen.
Want no big belly boy in a Speedo. No, thank you. Okay. Okay. And the other thing is, it's kind of self-indulgent and I'm going off track and I'm not really, I don't know why. But anyway, what I was thinking about with the Diva Sisters too for asking for input is a little self-indulgent, but for an easy podcast, I think that our Diva Sisters and the guys too should send us questions about what do they want to know about us.
That's a good idea.
And we can do a podcast on
it'll
just
be
answering questions
for Sharon.
Sharon.
No, it won't.
Well, but you know what? It doesn't have to be questions for each of us either. It could be just generic questions.
General questions.
What do y'all think about this? Or mm-hmm. Suzanne, what did you do when yada?
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
I had to just share
to all my fans out here, throw the other divas
a bone. Oh, my gosh.
Just include them.
Oh, my goodness.
You are going to be unbearable to live with.
I know one review. They
Thanks,
say my
Angie.
Name, and I think I'm
yeah,
just,
Angie.
You know,
you can't
arrived.
Go on the cruise anymore.
Angie's not allowed.
Okay, yes, you can. Angie. You and I will be roommates.
Sharon's paying
Amy
your
wants
way.
To speak.
Go, Amy.
I think looking at the past, I think the very best thing was the, of course, the diva midlife crisis kind of situation.
Oh my thing.
Gosh. She wants to talk about his
no,
Harley.
No, I think that we need to like get outside our comfort zones continually. And I have another idea of what we can do.
What?
Let's go hand gliding. And it's tandem. And it's only 10 minutes, Sharon. It's only 10 minutes up in the air.
They've always wanted to do that.
And it's only like $100 and some.
That'll freak me out.
You know, here's the thing.
I like to fall. I like speed.
I like to fall.
But like Ferris wheels and that hanging, swinging, that feeling.
Yeah, I
got
to take a Dramamine to do that.
Oh,
I want to do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
I'll do it. Here, I'm kind of worried about.
Julie and I went down that humongous slide. I didn't see anybody
Hello?
Else doing that.
Okay. And guess
you didn't
what?
Do it.
There was a reason. But
the
guess what?
Water,
and after
that big, huge
they're talking thing. About one of those, what are those slides called?
It was
they're
called
single
the death thing or something.
They're single slides where you go down and it's like you get an enema.
When you get down in the end.
That's why they liked it.
No, you do not.
Okay, but I sat there and I watched you guys do that and it was like, and I had just had a slide accident. In my
you
life,
didn't just have it.
Well,
and you know what? We didn't
stress.
Put our foot down.
I had a motorcycle accident. I got on a motorcycle.
Don't even.
Well, we didn't in that though. I mean, it was
no.
A
but I'm saying.
But you didn't have
can
just
you
an
just
accident.
Look? Can you I just finish my
sorry sweetie.
Statement? But when you guys did that, I was like, "Crap! Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that?" And it's like when you're talking about going to Whitewater, I'm like. I'm doing it.
Okay,
I'm
doing it.
Good.
Excellent.
Because you know what?
I love that.
It took all I had to
Me
get
too.
Up there. I'm
Did
telling
it really?
You what, my hands start sweating just talking about it.
You can't
it
see the bottom.
It freaked me out. When you're standing at the top and you look, you can't see.
I said, do not.
I mean, honestly, I have not been that scared to do anything in my life, but I told my kids I would do it. I was freaking
That was the scariest
out.
Thing you've ever done in your whole life?
No. No. I mean, in a while. I said in a while.
Oh, she did?
Okay. Yeah. No, my scariest thing in a while that I've done. I mean, probably since I've had children. I mean, I used to do all kinds of wild stuff when I was 20-something.
I'm just sick of trying. I'm just tired of being cautious
safe.
And safe.
You know what, though?
I'm not.
I'm scared of being hurt, dead or hurt when I have children. That's what I'm
scared
of.
You are somebody's mother.
They'll get along without us. It'll be okay.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, last summer, we went to Whitewater.
We talked about it on one of our podcasts.
I know, but they don't
know
at this moment. I don't know at this moment.
You're right.
Okay. So what I'm saying is there, we went on all these slides at a water park, and there was this one that's what, 90 feet or something, 30 feet, something. It's a big drop.
30? It was high.
It's pretty high.
It's 3 miles.
It's 10,000 feet up in the air.
10,000. Yeah.
It's probably six flights up of stairs. Yes. Nine?
I thought it was a 60 or 70
foot
drop.
It was big.
So it's just that slides, you know, that go straight down. And two of us did it, and the rest of us looked on and waved and cheered.
Us? Did you notice how she said that?
Two of us did it.
Well,
but we did
this
get
is Sharon.
That,
no, I did not
we
do
got on
it.
That big,
but we did do the tornado.
Oh, that was fun.
I did
fun.
Do the tornado. That
All
was
of us did that.
That was fun.
Where
that
was I?
You didn't go.
I know.
Susan.
We took your child.
I was doing.
No.
No.
Did we not take your child?
No.
No.
No, they should have gone. They might have been out of town. I don't know, but they weren't here. Hmm. We called you and you couldn't go. But
she was here, but I can't remember.
I can't remember why. But anyway, the four of us did the tornado. That was the funniest thing. I've never laughed so hard in my entire life.
That was fun.
And our kids were very impressed.
You don't want a hand glide?
No, honey, I don't.
I thought it's called hang glide.
What?
I thought you said hand glide. Isn't that like this?
Gosh, I don't know what it's called.
Let's all hang glide.
That I know how to do.
Let's not go there, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. We that digress. Was Sharon. Thank
we
you.
We digress. I could be the hand glide leader. Okay. Okay, you know what? Another thing we're going to do, guys.
What are we going to do? We just got us a new logo. Julie,
and
we just got us a new logo.
We got us a new logo.
We got one of them their logos,
and we're going to get some stuff that Diva listeners can buy, like T-shirts, cool T-shirts, and I don't know, bumper stickers or magnets, something to put on their Harley.
Yeah,
who knows? But that's kind of exciting. I don't know.
Why don't we all play tennis? That could be a diva.
That's a real reach for you, Sharon.
Hey, wait. Do you think we're going to get the Harley guys to think about tattooing our logo onto their arms?
Some of them.
Some of them, I guarantee you would.
One might.
We could get our logos on do-rags.
Yeah, there you go.
No, there you go. And put it across the top. That'd be cute. Or tank tops.
While we hand glide.
Hand glide.
Now, you know what I did like, and I would like to do again, I did it one time, is parasail.
That's the same kind of thing.
No, oh, yeah, I've done that. That was fabulous. And you're over water.
Yeah.
You're not jumping off the side of a cliff.
Over sharks.
I love that. I loved it.
I love
the
that.
The Fonzie.
That was probably the most wonderful natural high I've ever had, was hang gliding. I mean, parasail.
She's only had one. Natural.
I did make that disclaimer.
Natural. I have some other highs. Well, then let's jump out of a plane.
I don't know. You know, can't we do something?
Okay, we're going to go shoot guns.
Is that what we're doing?
But Carrie and I are going to practice beforehand.
Yeah. Shh, Amy.
Never mind. Nothing. We're not
going to
do anything.
Are we going to do some kind of psychic? Is that what I heard you guys talking about?
Ooh, oh, no. Interesting. Here's Julia. No. Sharon, you need to get on a... You need to be hand gliding. You need to be... No, I'm not going to a psychic.
You know, I'm not. But you guys can.
Interesting dynamics here. Why can't you be a team player?
I can't because I don't believe in it spiritually. So I don't mind if you guys go.
We're not saying sign your soul over.
I'm saying I don't even want to participate because I don't believe in it spiritually. So
devil's gonna get her.
You know what? I'm not saying
they
you guys can't. I'm just
all
saying,
over in
y'all
the Bible.
Going to hell, but I'm gonna sit back and watch a handbag.
Or is that hang bag?
Y'all,
you're so damn funny.
Okay, I tell you what.
I do want to
take a picture of your palm and we'll bring it to you.
Yeah. Oh, there
and
you go.
And then we'll tell you what
she
said.
No, we'll
I thought you were going
picture,
to a psychic,
just her
not
picture.
A psalm, a palm
well, they do
reader.
Something.
Yeah, we'll just take your
you're
photo.
You're the psalm reader. She's the palm reader.
Damn funny.
We entertain ourselves immensely.
Yeah, no one else is laughing, but we think we're hilarious. Okay, well, I thought, don't we need, we do need to do something outside our comfort zone. What is it?
You
tell us, Julie.
Yeah, Julie, what do you want to do,
Julie, tell
baby?
Us what you're willing to do outside your comfort zone.
Is this my imagination?
No.
Thank you.
I'm asking.
No,
I've done my time. I went outside. Whew, I went on the Harley. Whew, whew.
Okay. I understand, Sharon. I understand.
go, Julie.
What are you going to do?
And y'all laughed at me climbing a tree. I thought that was a good idea.
Honey, because we just didn't really see how that was real adventurous. We thought it'd be fun.
We're going to go interview the tree afterwards.
Well, so and you know true. What,
Sharon? How'd you feel when I was straddling up you and Clyde?
Sharon, sliding I did down. Meet somebody, and they were for Mother's Day. He was taking his wife to climb a tree, and I was going to call
what?
You. Okay, she's 70. She's 73. Does that put anything in perspective? I mean, I was dead serious. He goes, we're going to go climb a tree.
No, she explained it, and it actually sounded like a
it
fun
is
thing.
Very fun.
What about like whitewater rafting?
That's fun.
See? Good idea, Julie.
I've never gone.
Good idea, fun. Robin. Good it's idea, fun. Robin.
What
him.
About?
I'll do that. I've never done that, and I've always wanted to.
I always wanted to. Do
I've done that.
That too. I've done it.
I've
too.
Done that many times.
Okay, Amy, you and I.
I've been
okay.
a group leader in whitewater rafting.
You have not.
I've been a camp director.
It would be called a guide, not a group leader.
And you know what? We could go right up to Tennessee because it's a really short trip.
There's some in North Georgia.
I know. Lake Chattoo. Robin and I do.
And those guys are cute. Usually,
cute.
Those
little mountain cute. Men.
Yeah, but you know what?
Beefy buffs.
We thought the guy was cute on the camping trip with the glasses, and then he turned
funny.
Into Psycho Man.
Remember?
Remember
that?
Oh, he was.
My
gonna...
dad dropped me in the Okefenokee in my underwear, and I stayed all night. And our kids are looking at us like, "Mommy, help!" And we're like, "It's okay, it's okay." And he's, "It was a testament to my manhood." We're like, "Oh, that was oh my stars!"
Well, Amy and I were just looking through our glasses at this. Camping guide, so our husbands couldn't see us, and we're like, "Do you see him? Get the picture! Get the picture!" We're telling, remember, we were telling our husbands we're bad women. We were telling our husbands to pose for a picture
but
and
really,
smile, but really, we were taking a picture.
Oh, the guy,
because he looked like Tom Cruise. We really thought he was cute, and then later he turned into like
Psycho Man.
Yeah,
it was.
And that was before Tom Cruise became weird, weird, weird.
My kids still talk about that trip. It's the funniest thing ever.
Maybe that man was Tom Cruise.
Maybe he was.
Could have been.
That was funny.
Okay, so we could go whitewater rafting.
That's a good one.
I like that one. I've always wanted to go deep sea fishing, but I never have.
You're going to throw up.
I get seasick.
I do too. Look, I'm in a rocket chair.
I thought you want to go on a cruise, though.
I've been on a cruise.
I never
cruise
know
I've ever gone.
Is different than
no,
deep what? Sea fishing.
No, but I get
fishing.
Sick on cruises.
You've gone deep sea fishing?
Oh, yeah.
I've gone.
I have
too.
I've never gone.
I never, it's outrageously expensive, yeah. And then you don't catch anything, and it doesn't matter.
And it's hot. It's very hot.
But see, I want to go and catch something is my
But
thing.
You know, my friend, Carolyn, she's one of my running girls. She went on this trip with her Delta friends, guys, and she was the only female on this
that's
boat.
Cool.
They were all like throwing up, and she caught this huge marlin. It was awesome. It was like a total diva moment. Yeah.
Good for her.
And she didn't throw up?
Mm-mm.
Cool.
See, you know, I went when I was younger, and but I threw up.
You can't. You're just. Can't
I did.
Even ride in the
I
car.
Am, I know. I can't even ride in the car. I can't even
okay,
swing
you
wanna, anymore.
You want to go on a hot air balloon?
Oh, see,
I wouldn't mind doing that.
That's that whole suspension and air thing that you're doing to me.
I've done
the
that.
Whole hang gliding.
Okay, listeners,
the
just
balloon.
Just email
I
us
will
and,
do it.
And let
I will
us know
it.
What you want to do.
I will do it, but I'm telling you that is like.
So basically, I'm the only one who's willing to step outside my comfort zone.
Oh,
is what I'm hearing from everyone.
So
I don't
do
think I have any more comfort
about.
Zone.
She's
Could
saying,
that be?
What?
I don't have a comfort zone anymore because I'm willing to do it all.
Do it all?
What does that say about Amy?
I don't know.
What does that say?
Well, I tell you, when we, after the Harley ride and we were sitting at the table and I look over, I did say, where did Amy go? Even though she was sitting there,
there
I
was
said, where did Amy go? Because there was this alter personality that had taken over her
body. I told my husband that you guys said that and he was like, oh, why? So I guess I must act a little differently around you than...
You think?
My husband or something.
We just wanted to tell him that. We wanted
skydiving.
To tell him that.
Skydiving.
I don't want to...
Skydiving?
No.
Skydiving's scary to me, but I'd do it and just say a prayer.
I've done it. And
what about drive a race car? We could go up to North Georgia on the track.
That would be a blast.
They have them.
Oh, but only if I can crash you guys.
Like a bumper car?
Bumper race cars.
Is that the same as bumper cars? Yeah.
I know, but I want fast ones.
Yeah. You can do the Peretti.
I want to sit next to a really cute guy that's driving.
Chewing tobacco.
No. No tobacco.
Jeff Gordon's cute.
Mm.
He's cute.
Oh, you know what I was thinking?
Sharon.
We should go on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, and be those ladies
yes.
with the suitcases?
Yeah. No, no.
We want to be those ladies out of the money.
We want to make the money. I mean, all we have to do is pick numbers. Now, it probably would be a 2-week show because we could never agree on the numbers. But,
oh, my gosh.
But it wouldn't that be fun?
It could be very fun.
I still want to do the Amazing Race.
I want to go on Oprah.
I don't think I've ever seen the show.
Suzanne, let's go on
Deal or No Deal?
That's my dream.
No, you know what? I think we should go on Oprah because we
what
we're all about. Oprah, what she and Gail have is what we have.
Yeah, come on, Gail,
numbers.
Get us on Oprah.
So we're all in the same thing.
Well, and we could do a cross
listen,
country
because I'm trying to read Amy's lips, but it's not working here. She's sign
you.
Language into me, and I'm like,
what are you
trying
to say,
talk?
Amy?
She says we're gonna. It's time for champagne.
I
just want to say I've had dreams of Oprah.
Have you?
Well, I have. Where I'm
happened?
Having dinner with her.
Good.
And what
good.
Did she do?
Oh, we were just talking, and I kept pinching myself. I thought, I can't believe this is happening to me.
We have to hear it.
Did she ask
we're
me
popping
where I
our
was?
Champagne.
Did she ask you where you were?
Robin, are you driving us home?
Good. Thank you.
Comes the champagne.
Yay.
Woo! I'm Suzanne Ted.
All right, girls.
Excellent, Robin.
Here's to one town and many more to go.
Okay, that's we're toasting right. Everybody. Drink. Drink your...
Cheers.
It's all good.
Cheers.
All good.
Ooh, these sound
cheers.
Good, don't they?
Ooh. Yeah, they do. They're lovely. Okay.
I like that.
Let's do it.
Here, do it.
Lovely.
I like it.
Okay, here we go.
And then we can like put our finger in there and run our finger around
that's
the
good.
Crystal
thank
goblet.
You.
Would you
what?
Like to do that, no. sweetie?
Are you doing do your finger? To do that when
yes.
you're
yeah,
of course.
On the crystal
where it
goblets?
Makes a noise and it goes,
you have to have one taste. It's bad luck.
Merci, monsieur. Thank you.
We have a cute champagne man pouring us champagne.
And he is actually
mine's
French.
Got, mine's on top
thank
of
you.
It. Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to make a toast to Robin.
Robin.
To the man. Robin.
For his
the
producing
man.
This yay. Massive
let
enterprise.
Me just say that no other man oh. could have survived.
I'm telling you, my husband
seriously.
Would have been here.
Seriously, Robin.
Seriously, Robin.
All
we
of you all
you.
Think about
Robin,
this. This poor
to
man
you.
To you, Robin.
Has
yes.
spent a year
you.
With
hell.
Five of us.
Five
and he
wives.
Hasn't divorced
we've
us.
Even put him on Pampering.
Why?
We've even put him on Pampering because he's got to deal with us.
We should just buy him a... Why didn't we ever think about getting him a prescription of Prozac or something? Why?
That's the truth.
Because
no,
he
here's
be
what we need.
To fly.
We need. Well, we could just ooh. Slip it
our
in.
Our income would go away. Is it bad?
How about just like Zoloft, the happy pill? So no matter what we say,
I don't know the difference.
He thinks that
yeah,
he's
that would
still
be good.
Happy.
That would be good.
What is that?
That would be Suzanne laughing because Amy's trying to drink champagne.
Amy,
that,
it's not bad.
Honey, it's because this is dry and you were drinking sweet wine.
Oh, man. Okay.
That's all.
I need to cleanse my palate.
If you mix them,
what a
it's
little,
better.
Oh, no, that's fine. Here, take
prima
a piece of bread.
Donna.
You take bread.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I have a PMS moment.
Oh, okay.
For somebody that doesn't PMS usually.
So she thinks.
And I don't know about you, but I have three men in my family, three boys. And their socks, I can't remember whose socks are whose. They're all white. They're all different sizes, different shapes.
That's
but
me.
I can't remember them. And so these kids are like scrounging through their drawers and they're like, I can't find any socks. I can't find any socks. And then David looks and he goes, you've got my socks. My husband's telling my youngest that he has his socks on. I'm like, you guys just deal with the socks. I'm not dealing with socks anymore. And I'm just like, go. I'm ranting.
And there will be no corn on the cob for you.
I'm just ranting. I'm like, I'm not doing socks anymore. Just you guys do the socks. I'm sick of this.
You little piggies.
And David's looking at me. He goes, oh, my God, you're psycho. You are psycho.
David said that?
And I go, I know I am, but I'm not doing socks anymore. I'm just, and he's like, you are so psycho. And I just looked at him and go, I'm PMSing. He goes, oh, he just was
okay.
Like,
okay, Amy, seriously, have him call Joe because he will trust Joe. And Joe has been there where he cannot figure out what the heck's wrong with me. Now, honest to God, he times it out. He's like, okay, 4 days. Okay, this, he lets me slide because he's like, she's just.
But it was just and very
go,
matter of fact.
Welcome home, Carrie. Yeah. Welcome home.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
But just very matter of fact, I just stopped the ranting and go, I'm PMSing. It's like, I admit it.
I have the same sock problem, so I can really understand. But last week, I was just over life and I wasn't PMSing. And I was like mad at my student that I work with. I was mad at my kids for whining. And I was over housework. It was just one of those days.
You sure you weren't PMSing?
I wasn't. But that was what. My husband goes, he just walked in. He tried to be nice. He goes, you PMSing? And I go, no. So then he turned around and walked out and left me alone. But I'm telling you what. Dang it.
Okay. I was gone last weekend, 4 days, playing tennis. Great time with the girls.
You sounded so happy on your voicemail.
I was. Yeah, I was really having a good time. We had a blast. We toilet papered a car. I mean, we had fun.
What? Handle.
It was one of the girls' husband's car. But anyway, when I got home, they started doing something. And my husband said something like...
The kids started doing something?
Yes. And I started immediately just being angry. My husband looked at them and said, "Do not poke the bear."
What?
It's like poking a bear. He said, "Just don't. Just leave."
Oh, I like that. That's good. Do not poke the bear.
I like that. That could be our code language.
That is funny.
I like that.
It is such now a funny boy.
Whenever any funny. Of you, of course, are getting testy, I'm going to say, "Do not poke the bear."
That's too funny.
It was hilarious. And, you know, I was mad and I had to start laughing because it was funny. He's like, "Y'all, don't poke the bear."
Well, aren't we so ready for summer? Aren't we just tired of getting up and getting the kids to school? And yes. Sharon and I are tired of working.
Suzanne and I are sharing a look because we know we're going to keep on working.
I'm thinking nothing has changed for me. It just makes it harder.
Yeah.
It just makes it harder. I'm thinking child care.
Does it make it harder? I don't want to have to make lunch.
No, yeah, the kids, you leave the kids in bed.
Never come home.
And you go to work and you kind of say a prayer a lot of times that if they're home alone. But
it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Can I say something without getting defensive response? Do you think?
She's looking at me.
No. I was listening to the last podcast where I wasn't here, and one of the things stuck out in my head, and it's not, don't get defensive. This is just you know how we talked about.
She's going to poke the bear.
It just reminds me because we talked about women who work and women who don't work and how there's a defensiveness between, you know, don't be talking about what I'm doing versus your...
Yeah.
And you guys were talking about, there was some statements about people who drop their kids off at games, but they don't attend the games. And part of me sort of got defensive because I have been the mom who always dropped my kids. I was always at practice, always at the games. But then when my husband started coaching and my youngest hated going to soccer games, I would be like, okay, in my head, I'm going, you know, my husband's coaching, so I'm not going to be at every game. I'm just not. And when you guys were talking about that and you were like, and I know some parents just aren't invested in their kids, but I thought, you know what? We have as women to stop judging other women on what's going on, because part of me is like, that kid is in hockey. He's doing something. He's in an extracurricular activity. So that person that mom is maybe a single mom.
She's making the commitment of that.
She's doing her best, you know. And it just hit me. I'm like, you know, we got to stop judging other women.
Right. You don't know the situation.
Or other parents.
No, I think we...
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I know. You're right. Because
there
we don't know.
Definitely people that are not invested.
We had that conversation last night at the hockey. We had our end of the year party because Amy and mine's son... One
and mine, son.
How do you say that?
My.
Amy and mine. Amy and my, our youngest. Their
that
team.
That sounds like we are married.
Lesbian
and
lumberjacks.
Okay. Anyway, Amy's
our
son children. And my son, our children's team, won the whole thing. So they were so excited, and they had their end of the year party.
Oh, that's
last.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
they great. Won first place.
Aww. But guess what? I wasn't there.
Mother, I knew you weren't engaged in
investing. I was her parent. I was his parent for the night. He could care. They had fun.
And Sharon and I were together at an orchestra concert. My other lesbian lava mother.
No, but we were talking about that last night about how, you know, these little poor little kids, some of them skate around and they look for their parents and there's no parent there. That's what we were talking about.
But I'm saying that you're projecting, in my opinion.
No, no.
Because they are... You don't know what their
home
situation
is. No, I don't. I know. I'm saying
that.
I'm just talking about how we knew some of the other kids.
There are definitely kids like that, but they're, you know.
And there's a lot of parents who envelop those kids if we know that their parent can't be there.
Right.
I mean, we really do.
I don't remember us even talking about that.
You were drunk again, Sharon.
I don't either. I'd be honest. Oh, my goodness.
You can't be at everything because they're in so many darn activities. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't.
You have three children.
Yeah.
You only got two. Try three. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I only got two.
Well, and when you have a day like that.
And I got three husbands and a husband.
You have three husbands?
You have three husbands. she's a lesbian lover.
What's that called?
Sharon and Amy's lesbian lumberjack hookup. And then the husband.
What? Susanna, what did you say?
So when you're having a day like that, it's time to go to bed and take your Tylenol PM.
Why are you clapping? Ooh, wait.
She's trying
clapping.
To get Robin's attention.
Well, let's see what Robin has up his sleeve.
Yes. Play it.
Unwind is sponsored by Tylenol PM, and I've been looking for great testimonials. Finally, Robin got his stable of divas together to come up with something for me.
That's us. Hey, Adam, it's Julie from the Diva Cast, and the girls
Adam.
And I are here.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
And we're all chiming in. But I hear you talking about Tylenol PM, and I wanted to tell you about my story. I've always used Tylenol PM, and I love it. There's a few reasons, but my latest story I wanted to tell you about is I was in the yard the other day, worked in the yard. Finally, it's getting pretty down here and got some weeding done. And I went to bed and my back was killing me. Took a hot shower. That didn't help. Got in bed and took a couple of Tylenol PM and got the best night's sleep. Now, here's the catch. Being a mom, I have three children, and my son, my youngest, had a bad dream. And I woke up in the middle of the night and got him settled down and put him back to bed. And I know with sleep aids, that's a big fear being a mom, that if you take something, you're not going to be able to wake up for your children.
Right.
And that's why I like Tylenol PM, because I was able to wake up. I was very alert. I wasn't out of it at all. And then the next morning when I woke up, I wasn't fuzzy or some of that like you might get with cold medicine or some of your sleep aids.
Right. So you were still functional.
I was functional and I was clear.
That was profound.
I'm a believer. And I think more moms out there need to know about it because the divas know about it. And it's definitely a diva do.
A diva do.
Definitely.
That's a diva do. Yeah, you know, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. But it makes, of course, total sense that moms would love to have something to help them get to sleep, relieve any aches, pains, but they still want to be able to wake up should there be a reason for it. Well, that's why it's a diva do. You know, Robin, who produces the Diva Cast, he left the recording running, and he came up with some more interesting diva do's you might want to listen into. So this is voyeuristic listening in here.
I'm serious.
And check it out.
What just sucks?
Oh, yeah, that'd go well.
That would be underwear
good.
That is regular with, that's not thongs.
You're going to get in so much trouble, Robin.
Don't work for Amy.
Because how can you stand that going up your butt?
It doesn't do crack anyway, no matter what. It might as well just be made to. It does, too. My butt is made wrong then.
It is.
It is.
Maybe you need to go for an underwear fitting. Because you know what? It's not supposed to go up your butt.
No, and mine don't.
And mine don't either.
Okay.
Oh, mine always have all my life.
Okay, well...
But
that
problem.
Sounds like a personal problem. Sounds like
all right. All right, that's enough of them.
When was that?
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that wonderful? He played that when, Robin, our producer,
tears.
Yesterday?
That's funny.
A couple days ago.
I'm
is
in
Is that
tears.
Hysterical? So we've been
I'm
saving
sweating.
This for you.
Amy, appropriate one.
Amy, why don't you stand up and show us your butt issues?
Is that the funniest thing ever?
Is your butt deformed, honey?
Yes, honey.
What's the matter? What's going on with this?
It was when we did our promo.
It was you weren't here. It was just Amy, Sharon, and I.
I don't remember that. I take the fifth.
That is the funniest thing ever. That is so
hysterical.
Funny.
If we could take a picture of her face, that was so funny. It's like horrified.
So Robin played it for me the other night, and I said, "I said." Gotta call Julie. He's like, no, we're just gonna save it.
That is too funny, but I'm so glad because I was being truthful. So I'm glad Adam heard that, and I'm glad he played it.
And I was being truthful about my butt.
Oh my god.
Well, we need a good thong company to just
No,
yes,
but I will not model those without pants on.
No, me neither.
You know what?
But I will test them out.
Wow, we already had it all planned out, Amy.
Darn. You know what, though?
Without
that'd be
pants
scary
on.
As hell.
You know, if Adam sat in on a Diva Cast, he would be so enlightened.
I don't know. You know, he thinks we do too much clatch.
That's because he's a man.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
He doesn't even get it. It's because he can't follow the conversation.
I wish Patricia
any man can't follow the conversation.
His wife, Patricia, she needs to come in and talk with us.
Yeah. I think she would find it hilarious.
Yes. Wonderful.
She'd be fun to get the dirt on him, wouldn't she? Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh, my
right, Lord.
Oh, 54 minutes.
We've been talking way long.
We've got to go.
We've got to go.
Well, guys,
We right. wish ourselves a very happy anniversary.
We wish
well,
ourselves.
I wasn't going to say that, but yes.
That was Amy.
We wish ourselves. It's been a fun ride.
That's we were going to sure. say thank you very much
yes.
for
thank
one
you,
year
listeners.
Of listening, and thank you for helping us meet 50 at 50.
Yes.
Keep leaving your ratoons.
Your ratoons.
Keep leaving your ratoons at iTunes. Your reviews at iTunes. Okay. No more champagne for moi.
Yeah, you're cut off.
I'm done. But okay. thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
We love you guys.
Gosh. Oh, and don't forget to call us. If you want to talk to us, leave us a message at 678.
Questions.
Okay. Leave us questions at 678-884-0524.
Or you can send us an email, diva@thedivacast.com, because we get our emails and we love to get them.
And don't forget about our forum. Anytime.
We can chat on there.
And you can talk about thongs all you want on the forum.
And Amy's bottom.
No, not my bottom.
Amy, yeah, you're going to get all kinds of...
I know, Amy has a beautiful
stuff.
Bottom.
She's just, I just want to... Never mind. All right. We're closing today with some music from Brother Love.
We love Brother Love.
Love him.
Love it.
It's called There She Goes.
And
with her thong.
Oh, no, that's not it, is it?
It's just There She Goes.
And as always, thanks to Natalie Brown for the opening music. I am the queen of me. Y'all take care.
Thank you. Happy Bye. Anniversary
See
to
ya.
Us.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
Table for one. Such a sucker. Bye.
Julie.
It sounds so much prettier that way. Why have I always said it to
Julie?
Jewel. She's a jewel.
Jewel.
Suzanne's face is like, where the hell am I?
I've been, what are we doing and why are they speaking that way?
Who are these people?
My house.
Well, you know what? You can come to this basement and you can have just one sip of wine.
I know.
And get on the microphone and it's like you're buzzed. What the hell's that about?
You guys were sounding kind of buzzed on the last podcast, I got to tell you.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.